CliffCentral.com.
Some news on the Arnold Schwarzenegger front this morning. He has been all over Donald Trump.
They've been all over each other.
So Arnold quit The Apprentice after the first season. The ratings weren't as great as he hoped they would be, and Donald kept reminding him how bad they were. And I spoke to one person who's watched The Apprentice with Arnold as the host, and I said it's okay. He's not bad. Of course he's not bad. He's an actor, and he's a tremendously interesting human being. I mean, what a life this guy's had. I often say to people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, we take the Mickey out of him because he sounds the way he does and he looks the way he does. This is a guy who was born in Austria, decided he wanted to be the world's best bodybuilder, did it, became Mr. Universe, right?
Mm. Yes.
He won that world. Then he decided, I want to move to America and I want to be an actor. So he goes off. And he starts acting, and he starts in movies like Conan the Barbarian. And everybody laughs at him because he can't speak English properly. He ends up being an A-list box office hit. Everything that Arnold Schwarzenegger touched turned to gold. He was the Terminator. He was in The Predator. He was in all of these great movies. He did that movie with Danny DeVito, Twins. Everything he did, he just did perfectly. You couldn't fault the guy.
Mm.
So weird as he was, and against all odds, he won. So he won bodybuilding, he won at acting. Then what does he do? He decides, I'm going to go into politics. So he marries a Kennedy, Maria Shriver.
Do you think that was part of the plot?
Sure.
It helped.
Of course it was.
Right, guys, what if it was real love?
This guy is so
or
super.
Like Kardashian
yeah,
love.
It was such real love that he ended up fucking the maid. What are you kidding? So anyway, he and Maria Shriver, they get married, but that's not the whole plan. He runs for governor of California, the biggest state in the union, and he wins it. Again. People go, oh, please. Who's going to take a bodybuilder and actor seriously? Arnold comes in. He goes, I want to be governor. I'm the governor. Look at me. I'm the winner. Now you have to listen to me. I'm going to make laws and legislation. And I'm going to bring the Republicans and the Democrats together. It's going to be great. And he did. Against all odds. And then he bangs his maid. He has these three kids with Maria Shriver. Great kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's Patrick, and there are two others who nobody ever talks about. I think the daughter's called Catherine.
Isn't the only reason we talk about Patrick because he's dated like a Taylor Swift or something like
Miley
that?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
But more than her. I think he's dated a few of them. He's like a Hollywood it boy.
Mm.
And then there's another kid as well who nobody talks about. But
Esteban.
No, Esteban
no,
is...
That's the child out of wedlock.
Esteban
thing.
Is the maid's kid with Arnold.
you look so good over the washing machine.
Oh.
What was her name again?
The maid.
Esperanza.
I don't know that... They probably didn't even bother to dignify her with a name. They were just like, he slept with the nanny. But that's always a story, though. Like, he slept
Mildred.
With the nanny or he slept with the maid.
Her name is Mildred.
Baena. B-A-E-N-A.
Mildred. Baena. Mildred. My wife is out of town. I'm sitting here in the room with a huge erection.
Oh.
Come here and pleasure me. It's a part of your work.
Oh, no.
Come on. You know what? Give Arnold a break. He did so well at everything else. No human being's perfect.
You see...
I don't think... What do you mean give him a break? Are we... Is there somebody not giving Arnold a break? Cool with Arnold. I like the fights that he's having with Trump. They're entertaining.
You see, given Arnold's track record, I feel like he might actually just bone Melania for the sake of.
Yeah.
He's like an in-your-face.
One day, when you're in the White House and she is at Trump Towers, I'm going to go there and I'm going to bang her when you're not looking.
That would be so funny. Arnold takes a selfie in front of Trump Towers
Wouldn't
and goes, Donald's not here, but I am. And he puts the emoji
more,
of that upward facing aubergine.
An eggplant situation.
He puts the big eggplant emoji. Melania needs a personal trainer.
This is fantastic. I love it. Oh, I love it.
Yes, Melania's personal trainer.
So what's the news?
Well, he's just talking about the approval ratings, right? That's his latest dig at Donald.
Has he been tweeting about it?
You know, Arnold's got he seems to take these little clips of himself where he's sitting at home in his study, yeah, where he mouths off for a couple of minutes, and then it's really well edited with like other things coming in and out of it.
Yes,
and he's basically just saying that, okay, Donald, the ratings are in, and you got swamped. That's one of the big lines that's going around. Now that his approval ratings got into the 30s%. So he's just giving him a rip about how the fact that, you know, people, whoever is advising him, we must stop advising him because he's making all the wrong decisions. And this thing about Arnold, though, he's not just saying, oh, you're orange, you're old, whatever. He's actually really cutting him down on all these different aspects.
You want to get to Trump, you've got to get to his ego. And there's nothing like being told that you're not a man by a guy like Arnold, who's a superman.
Mm. And then basically he ends off this whole thing where, like I said, he goes through different elements as to why his approval ratings are so down. And he says, if this was TV, you'd be fired. America, tell it like it is. Donald, you're fired.
You're terminated. I'm finished with you. That's great.
But I still believe Arnold shouldn't have done The Apprentice, because after The Donald, you've got to have a different show. He should have had his own show where he was terminating people, like you say.
Mm.
Because if you do The Apprentice, you're going to be the guy after Donald. It just seems weird.
It's like the Top Gear guys.
Yeah,
they were never going to have good ratings because, I mean,
they're taking over from
it's like the America's Next Top Model girls.
Who watches that show? You watch that show? You're the only one who watches that show.
Listen, this is why we are a diverse panel.
Is that with Heidi Klum or Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks.
Which one's Heidi Klum then?
Project Runway.
Yeah.
Hang on. Does anyone watch these shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone?
America's Next Top Model's on like season 23 or something.
And what's the one with the designers?
Project Runway.
Is that Project Runway?
Yes.
Okay.
Survivor's still going on. The Amazing Race is still happening.
Really?
Or, like, yeah.
I'm so out of the loop on these reality
shows. Wife Swap is still happening. It's crazy. CliffCentral.com